It's your Fairy Tale Cintron on the Fan Absolute Cintron on the overnight. Number to join 888-808-1019. Got Fleas behind the glass. Well, where do you want to start? Where do you want to start? How bad the Mets suck? How Kodai Senga should be pitching in the Mexican League? I'm disgusted by the Mets. Juan Soto's back is tight. I'm tight. I'm watching the crap on SNY day in and day out. Everyone's hurt. David Stern still has that stupid smirk on his face during his press conferences. Just a disaster. So, Soto was hurt. And then he's on the way back. Lindor gets hurt. And now, Lindor's on the way back. And Soto's got left side back tightness. We got a pitcher who can't pitch in Kodai Senga. Stinks. Afraid to throw strikes. How many counts up 1-2 in the count? And it's ball 4. How many times are we going to put his ass out there when he can't pitch? He's terrible. And to the 16 fans that showed up at Citi Field yesterday, would have been disgusted. And then yesterday's show, we were wondering, people paid for parking, do you get a refund? Well, you don't get your money back. What a disgrace that was too. How about some kind of a voucher to watch them lose again down the road this season? The starting pitching stinks. The lineup stinks. I'm tired of watching this crap. The only thing the Mets are good for is putting you to sleep. Because the game's over in the second inning. 5-0. And I thought we were at Wrigley Field. The way the Cub fans took over. And rightfully so. If you think this is bad, wait till the Phillies get here this weekend. Oh yeah, the same Philly team that was down to their last out and score 8 runs in the 9th inning to win 14-9. When the Mets could barely score 8 runs in a week. This team is pathetic. David Stearns and the answers that he provides to the media, pathetic. The team stinks. Mendoza's clueless. I'm tired of Alvarez, Beatty, and Vientos. They all can go. And yeah, David Stearns, well, we're going to wait till we get close to the trade deadline. And then, you know, we're going to give the guys an opportunity to get back in this. Are you smoking the bad stuff? They're not getting back in this. With this pitching staff, they're not getting back in this. When you're trotting out David 3-2, Peterson, and Kodai, I can't pitch to save my ass. Senga out there, you ain't going nowhere. John Franco at his age could probably do better than Kodai Senga and David Peterson. And to think David Peterson was an all-star last year. Ah! What a disgrace. The Mets are worse than all the fruit flies that are flying around in here. It's just a bad baseball team. It's a bad baseball team. And I didn't think I was going to spend my summer not going to games. I was looking forward to it, especially after opening day and how optimistic all the fans were at Citi Field. How pumped up everybody was for the season. Went around asking fans, what's the one word for the 2026 Mets? You heard revenge, redemption, playoffs, championship. Well, all those answers were wrong, 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 and wrong. All of them were wrong. I was wrong about this team. On paper, which they don't play the games, I thought this lineup was better than last year. And we know how last year went. A slow, painful, torturous elimination when you score 0 runs last game of the season. When you needed to win and needed the Reds to lose. And we know how that went. Mets lose, don't score runs, and the Reds lose, but the Reds get in the playoffs and the Mets are home. And the Marlins celebrate their World Series again of knocking out the Mets the last game of the season. Now, let's be honest. This might be the last time I talk about the Mets. Unless they somehow, some way get back in it. That ain't happening. Or when they make trades. Because they're going to clearly sell. They need to clearly sell. And bring the kids up. Screw it. If you're going to go down, I'd rather watch prospects give it their all, bust their asses, than watching this crap of a product. Jorge Polanco, he's still in the country? Luis Robert Jr., he's still in the country? I can't watch Mendoza anymore in these post-game press conferences. I can't. I can't hear the same stupid answers. We have the talent in the room. We just got to figure it out. It's June 24th. We got to figure it out. This team stinks. And I feel bad for those that have season tickets, that waste their time going to the stadium. As soon as you get to the seat, the game's pretty much over. It's an embarrassment. I already put all my Mets stuff away. Done. Not wearing anything Mets this summer. The hats, the shirts, nothing in the closet. See you later. See you whenever baseball's back after they negotiate a new contract, whenever that may be. A new collective bargaining agreement, whenever that may be. But the Mets stuff, in the closet. Who knows? Maybe the next time I open it, take the stuff out. Might be 2029 or 2030. Yes, I know David Stearns was brought in here to get this organization as a whole fixed. Build the farm system up. Clean up a mess. I get it. But he's also made a mess. This season, this team is a mess. And that's being polite. If it was up to me, I would cut Viento. See you later. I've heard some stuff about him. And it goes into what I was saying last year when he showed up to camp feeling himself. And what happened? He's got a bad attitude. He thinks he's better than what he really is. And you got Francisco Alvarez, another one. Another one. Who thinks he's hot, you know what? Oh, whoop-de-doo, he hit a home run late. I'm tired of these guys. I'm tired of seeing these guys. The same losers. Yes, they're losers. This team's full of losers. Then there's, you know, the report came out, the Mets are looking at Willie Adames or thinking about it. And I could have told he went to San Francisco, he was going to not live up to the contract. That's a hitting nightmare, that field, that stadium. It's a disaster. Rafael Devers, all of a sudden he can't hit anymore in San Francisco. It's not a hitter's ballpark. Now, would I do it if it means getting rid of Marcus Semien? Because they were interested in Willie Adames in the offseason. Honestly, I would. I mean, this team is just a nightmare to watch. And I'm one of the most enthusiastically positive Met fans that are out there. And they've turned me sour. And now that the Knicks are no longer on the front pages, the Mets can't hide behind them anymore. The Knicks did the Mets a favor going on a run for 2 months. Orange and blue pride. They win a championship. And Leon Rose also inherited disaster, but he fixed it and he cleaned it up. And he made the right moves. Give me a move David Stearns made that was correct. They wanted Edwin Diaz back. He went to L.A. So if Edwin Diaz would have signed here, you know what would have happened with his arm? That would have been on his resume. Jorge Polanco, who I agree with, I think he's a hell of a ball player. When he's healthy, not available. Luis Robert Jr., we knew we were taking a chance. Gold Glove caliber center fielder, all of a sudden he comes to the Mets. He can't throw the ball to second base without it bouncing 16 times. I love the outfield of Soto, Binge, and Ewing. Love the outfield. Luke Weaver, it's been a hell of a pickup. Got off to a slow start, he's been awesome. Williams sucked in the first month of the season. He's been much better this season after that. So those are the positives right there. But for a team that went into the season with playoff expectations, this pitching staff stinks. You had Sean Manaea trying to figure it out on the fly. You have Kodai Senga, who's lost in just pathetic. Pathetic. I don't care what you get for him. I'd cut him. I don't care. I'm fed up. David Peterson, cut him. I'm fed up. Mark Vientos, I'm sick of looking at his face. I know some people didn't think it was a big deal with the Spider-Man mask. It sums up the Mets of 2026. You're getting your ass kicked, and you put on a stupid mask. And if I'm going to Citi Field this year, it's just hang out with friends. The baseball game is not even secondary or third. It's just background noise. I'll buy the worst ticket and go sit up in the top behind home plate and hang out with my friends. That is it. That is it. Because if it's to go to watch a baseball game, I'm going to be sick to my stomach. I wonder how Steve Cohen feels. Deep down. I would love to put him in a lie detector test and ask him, how do you feel about this? So you can find out if he's telling you the truth. How do you feel about what's going on? How do you feel about the team David Stearns put together? How do you feel about it now, before the season and now during the season? I've been a Met fan for over 40 years. I've seen the good. I've seen the great, the World Series championship, and I've seen a lot of bad. And then I've seen, since Steve Cohen bought the team, good, bad. And we thought this year would be the good, the way everything has gone with him as own. Well, it's gotten worse. The product sucks. I wish I could get my money back for the stuff I bought this season. Wasted my money on. Before the season. And at Citi Field opening week. And the key word being weak. This team is weak. There's no leadership on this team. It's pathetic. And how the hell is Carlos Mendoza still have a job? Look at the Phillies. I give him credit. When Joe Girardi was the manager, they struggled. They cut bait. Rob Thompson took over. You saw what happened. This year, Phillies, look what they did. Cut bait. Don Mattingly, manager of the team. Look at them now. The Mets? Well, let's keep Carlos Mendoza. Let's keep sucking. Let's keep embarrassing ourselves. The best thing that can happen for Mets fans? No baseball next year. So we'd have to sound angry, get angry, be upset, or waste our money on season tickets or for parking, and then the game doesn't happen, and you don't get your damn money back. I'm tired of it. Now we're all going to hope that Francisco Lindor is the savior. Can he pitch? That's the problem. Can he pitch? If Kodai Senga gets another start, everyone in the organization, everyone should get a one-way ticket out of Citi Field. Kodai Senga should never, ever take the mound to start a game for the Mets ever again. Heck, you need a pitcher? I can't do any worse. At least I'm going to give it my all. I'm not going to sit there with a stupid look on my face. Kodai Senga gives up a three-run homer to PCA. And he has this stupid look on his face. I wanted to take a bat and put it through my TV. I'm done with this.